Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, September 17th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by iMazing. Leading off today, we talked yesterday about the launch of iOS 26 for all iPhone users, and one addition is a new adaptive power battery mode. Apple has now confirmed in an interesting twist that adaptive power is on by default on the iPhone 17 lineup and the iPhone Air. Low power mode has been a lifesaver for many iPhone users over the years, but adaptive power mode is a new feature that offers some overlap in benefits, but is designed to operate invisibly in the background. Apple says that adaptive power helps extend your iPhone's battery life when you use it more. It works in the background and uses on-device intelligence to predict when you'll need extra battery life, based on your recent usage patterns, and it then adjusts as needed to help your battery last longer. Apple further clarifies that adaptive power doesn't manage performance when you use features that require maximum performance, like when using the camera or playing games. Apple says it takes around 7 days of background processing before adaptive power can learn your usage habits, so you won't see it take effect before that full week passes. But what's interesting is adaptive power is entirely optional. If you're using an iPhone 16 or earlier, the feature is disabled by default and you can go to the Settings app to enable it. But on the new iPhone 17 lineup, it's enabled by default, so to disable it, you'll have to go to the Settings app. And of course, the new iPhone Air compromises battery life to achieve its ultra-thin design, so enabling the feature by default for that device certainly makes sense. In other news today, Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo reports that Apple's plans for touchscreen Macs are advancing in the supply chain. He expects that the first OLED MacBook Pro will go into production in late 2026 and will also feature a touchscreen panel. This schedule was first predicted by Bloomberg Smart Garmin 2 years ago. Apple currently sells the M4 MacBook Pro lineup, so compared to where we are today, the OLED MacBook Pro is 2 generations away in terms of Apple's expected timeline. First, Apple will refresh the lineup with a new M5 MacBook Pro, likely early 2025. The revision after that will be the redesigned OLED MacBook Pro, likely powered by the M6. It's unclear if that one will ship in late 2026 or in early 2027. Naturally, adding a touchscreen brings the MacBook closer to an iPad than ever in terms of function. We've already seen Apple converge much of the platform's software in recent years, introducing new shared UI elements between macOS and iPadOS. But touchscreens are nothing new on the Windows laptop side of things. There are dozens of Windows-powered laptops on the market across all different sorts of price points. So far, Apple has resisted that market pressure to add touchscreens to the MacBook, but apparently that is set to change sooner rather than later. We are sponsored this week by iMazing, the powerful iPhone and iPad management suite for Mac and PC, trusted by power users, educators, and everyday users alike. With full support for iOS 26 and the iPhone 17 lineup, iMazing 3 gives you complete control over your device beyond what Apple offers. Backup locally with Time Machine-style snapshots, export messages, WhatsApp chats, voicemails, and more, all without relying on iCloud. You can even transfer content between devices selectively without wiping or syncing through iTunes. For IT pros, there's supervision, app management, and multi-device configuration support. And right now, 9to5 Mac listeners can get 20% off all licenses for a limited time. Just go to imazing.com/9to5Mac or hit the link in the show notes and use code 9to5Mac-20off at checkout. My thanks to iMazing for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. Running out today, in addition to iOS 26, Apple has also released watchOS 26 for the Apple Watch. The new version is available as a free update this week for compatible devices. watchOS 26 includes a redesigned interface highlighted by liquid glass. This gives apps, widgets, notifications, and the control center a more expressive look. The Smart Stack interface below the watch face is also smarter than before, with new hints that surface relevant widgets, and there's a new wrist flick gesture that makes it easier to dismiss notifications or to return to the watch face with a quick motion. It joins Double Tap as another way to interact with your Apple Watch hands-free. The workout app has been redesigned with simpler navigation and quicker access to controls. Workout Buddy is a new feature powered by Apple Intelligence and provides real-time voice motivation and personalized insights based on your fitness history. The update also adds automatic workout media, letting Apple Music or podcasts pick the right playlist for your activity automatically. And of course, there are new health features. WatchOS 26 introduces hypertension notifications for the Apple Watch Ultra 2 and newer, and the Apple Watch Series 9 and newer. This is a first-of-its-kind feature that uses the optical heart sensor to analyze blood vessel response and track signs of chronic high blood pressure over time. If consistent signs of hypertension are detected, users receive notifications that can prompt them to seek medical advice or lifestyle changes. WatchOS 26 also debuts Sleep Score, which combines data like duration, bedtime consistency, sleep stages, and nighttime interruptions into a clear nightly score. There are also updates to Messages. There's also the Notes app on Apple Watch for the first time. And there are two new watch faces. Flow is a watch face that displays liquid glass numbers with dynamic swirls of color that respond to your wrist movement. Exactograph is a modern take on a regulator clock that separates hours, minutes, and seconds for precise timekeeping. And for Apple Watch Ultra users, there's also a new Waypoint face with a live compass and quicker access to satellite connectivity. WatchOS 26 is available for the Apple Watch Ultra or later and the Apple Watch Series 6 or later, as well as the Apple Watch SE 2 or later. You can hit the link in the show notes for our full coverage of this update. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.